Haskell. Preston, Victoria, Australia. May 1st, 1892. Haskell. The fact is, there is not the very best kind of leaders in the office. There is not the spirit of love and blending together. And how this order of things is to be changed seems difficult to determine. One thing I am thoroughly settled upon, that a great mistake was made in locating the office where it is. Brother Tenney and others say it is a disreputable part of Melbourne. But what can be done now remains to be seen. The school should not be located in Melbourne. I cannot explain why I have been so sick here, when my testimony is now needed so much. I think it must be a trial of my faith. And if I come forth from the furnace, purified and refined, thank the Lord for the furnace fire. I am not discouraged, but I have felt many times that I have made a mistake in this move. But I am here now, and will do all I can. I cannot see in Elder Tenney the right man to have the best uplifting influence in connection with the workers. He needs much that he is not, but the Lord knows all this. We are to have some decided meetings as soon as possible after Willie returns. He will be here next Wednesday. Then I will have some things to say, and a testimony to bear in regard to the Spirit of God, and sympathy and kindness that should be exercised in the management of the things in the office. It requires a leading man who can make rules, and educate and mold, mingling with this management tact and skill, and a sympathetic, loving heart that will not willingly wound and bruise the soul of one of the workers, for they are the purchased property of Jesus Christ. The words of Christ are applicable to every church who claims to believe the truth. I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. The losing the love out of their hearts is pronounced by Christ as a fall, a moral degeneracy. And repent and do the first works, else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Revelation 2, verse 4, 5. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God, and the seven stars. I know thy name, that thou hast a name that thou livest, and art dead. Be watchful, and strengthen the things that remain, that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Revelation 3, verse 1-3. The love of Jesus Christ has been left to die, because it has not been cherished by watchful, missionary, painstaking labor. There are more who are better, far better, calculated to till the soil than to deal with human minds. They are not sensitive nor sympathetic. Those who would do the best and highest service for Jesus Christ must copy the pattern in all their associations, business deal, and in spiritual things. God sees, as men do not, the result of this hardness of heart toward one another, and it is an offense to him, and dishonors his holy name, and places him, the Lord God, full of compassion, of loving kindness, and abundant in mercy, in a false light. Professing to be Christians, they drop out the soft pencilings of character, and make wonderful blunders in their example and in their process of molding other minds. Discipline must be maintained in all our institutions, and if the gentleness of Christ is not elevated in the process, if there is seen in any of the leading men in any of our institutions an unfeeling hardness of heart, critical and exacting, any injustice done the workers, together with God, they cut them loose from them, where it is impossible for them to love or respect them. Then their influence is not what it should be, if these men occupy the responsible positions. The spirit of unkindness once cherished is wrong. Wrong twice cherished is additional wrong. And the practice stamps the character after Satan's attributes. They are failing to put themselves in the place of the one with whom they are dealing. Their spirit is not Christ's spirit. And their words and their want of love for their brethren disqualifies the men for their position. There never will be sweet accord, harmony, and love unless men who are in positions of trust shall be transformed. The Lord would have those who lead feel the importance of living harmoniously, making straight paths for their feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. Now, Elder Haskell, this is about the measure of things in every respect, in every place where we have any knowledge in Australia. A common, strange fire is offered in the place of the sacred fire of God's own kindling.
There is need of ability in talents in every department of the work, combined with thorough consecration, which will be evidenced by the meekness and kindness and courtesy and lowliness of Jesus Christ. There must be a steady, earnest, decided, firm holding to the right, and keeping the great example in view. But I do not hope much from men now in positions of holy trust, for they do not have an abiding Christ in the soul. Unless there is brought in an element that does not exist here now, reforms cannot be made. When we first came here, there were several seeking to draw us out to contrast the believers here in Australia with those in America for capabilities, for intelligence, for consecration. I told all who presented things in this light, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." I dare not form a hasty judgment from appearances, but even in appearance, I see nothing superior or in advance of our believers in America. But I do see a people here with proper agents, working disinterestedly for the Master, who, as the result of their decided efforts, may be moulded and made vessels unto honour. But there is such an undue stock of independence, of everyone seeking to have his own way, and feeling fully competent to do his own business, without the advice or counsel of their brethren in America, that the prospect is that far less can be done with them that will prove abiding than will the same labor put forth upon our believers in America. Human pride is a terrible element to come into our churches or any part of our Lord's vineyard, for it hinders, it hurts, and it destroys. This work never builds up or strengthens, but promptly tears down if possible. Leaders in the work cannot be men who will be unsympathetic, sharp, and overbearing. These brethren in high places and in low places, who turn off responsibilities, will become as children in understanding. They cannot grow unless encouraged. Oh, that all in responsible positions may be fully qualified, with symmetrical characters themselves, to represent the kindness and love of Jesus in the great and glorious work to which they are called, cherishing simplicity, yet with Christ-like dignity, in harmony with sacred truth. Now, if a man has not the piety and the dignity combined, what can we expect will be the characters of the youth and the workers in connection with him in the work? We want more men of real, genuine common sense, putting forth their highest energies to press on and attain a high moral and spiritual elevation, that all who are brought in contact with them will respect them. They are themselves, as workers together with God, to move not uncertainly, but surely, convinced that they are on solid ground, and the counsel and judgment of such men may be depended on, because they seek counsel of God. The Lord will work in this country. And if the living agents who claim to believe the truth refuse to become missionaries, to practice the gentleness of Christ, and cooperate with the leading forces, with Christ at their head, they will be dropped out of the work. God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Matthew 3, verse 9. But what a loss will the perverted, indolent, professed Christian sustain? What a precious experience they might have obtained had they yoked up with Christ, had they lifted his burdens. Oh, that those whom the Lord has blessed with the treasures of truth would wake from sleep and say from the heart, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Acts 9, verse 6. Light is increasing, to enlighten every soul who will diffuse the light to others. God will have his witnesses, even if all refuse, if all are hardness of heart, and if falls from his first love, if he does not quickly repent, his candlestick will be removed out of his place, and the light which he has enjoyed go out, and the heart grow hard and selfish in contact with the world. Indulgence of self, selfish pride, the following of inclination, is not at all in harmony with the life and character of Christ. We do want men and women to settle in Australia who have a solid, Christ-like influence. The burden of this work should not rest upon the conference wholly. Many can come to this missionary field and improve in health, not by following the customs of the people here, but careful and prudent and sensible to respect and act in reference to the laws of life and health. And they can be educating others. They can have a molding influence. Oh, that many may be uprooted from where they are to become workers with Jesus Christ. What can be done to make every believer feel that the heavenly intelligences are working for the consecration of the human, living agents to carry the truth of God where it is not known? My heart is full of this matter. The Lord is going to raise me up, restore me in his own good time. I mean to be patient. I mean to be cheerful and talk faith and act faith.
Unbelief, like the pall of death, is surrounding our churches because they do not exercise the talents God has given them by imparting the light to those who know not the precious truth. The Lord calls for pardoned souls, those who rejoice in the light, to make known the truth to others. The truth is seeking to lay its molding hand upon our youth, but the living agents are needed to communicate the light of truth, and the result will be that those who are ignorant of the truth will, through the grace of Christ, become precious in the sight of the Lord, redeemed humanity, to exert an influence to the glory of God. I trust you will keep this matter agitated. Those who wish to sacrifice for the truth's sake, let them answer to the call, Whom shall I send? Here am I, send me. Isaiah 6, verse 8. The truth is soon to triumph gloriously, and all who will triumph with the truth must be laborers together with God. The time is short. The night cometh in which no man can work. We must do what is possible for us to do now, in earnest, determined effort. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Matthew 5, verse 14. Believers, we not only have lessons to learn for our own benefit, but in our improvement of the grace of talent, trusted in privileges and opportunities, we are helping others to follow our example. I feel a deep interest that the old standard bearers shall abide with the army in active service as long as possible. Then, let them place themselves in positions where their influence will tell without sacrificing themselves. Be careful of your strength. The Lord bless and comfort you, is the prayer of your sister in Christ.